All right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to hear about SimpaFest again in connection to Samba. So it's a bit of a theme today. So give it up for our next speakers and enjoy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Patrick Donnelly. I've been working on SimpaFest for almost 9 years now. Previously the SimpaFest team lead, now just tackling larger projects. Venki Shankar is now the team lead.
All right. Yeah, hello. So my name is Günther Deschner. I also work for IBM since quite some time. I was working for Red Hat before that and working on Samba code since a very long time now. I think since 2004, I think it was, so really long time. Yeah, and at IBM, we look into providing SMB support for SimpaFest, which is a relatively new feature, just been provided as a tech preview for Simpa 8.0. And of course, we are looking for a lot of performance improvements and feature additions and so forth. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to do. And one of the most important things we realized is really the problem of case sensitivity. And this is what our talk is all about. So I hope you're all kind of familiar with what the core problem of case sensitivity is, what actually is meant by that. Very easy. In POSIX file systems, you have, for example, if you take the term SimpaFS, okay, and this maybe is a bad example because it's all uppercase, but typically it's written like with a capital C and then with lowercase e, p, h, and then capital F and S. And if you just imagine all the possible case folding types of that name, then you can have all the different files in the Unix file system, which are all completely independent. They have nothing to do with each other. While in the Windows world, they're all considered to be the same file. And that's, of course, is a fundamental problem of interoperability and of compatibility. And for that reason, we are taking this this work up. Right. So first of all, Samba is not really SimpaFS. It's kind of an independent project, obviously. It's really just running on top of Ceph and exposing the file system with Windows semantics to Windows clients or clients that are expecting Windows semantics. So you would imagine that maybe with that additional layer on top, you have a way to kind of negotiate that behavior on the server side. So is the server kind of maybe possible to run in a case-sensitive mode or in a case-insensitive mode? And actually, in the old SMB1 protocol, you see a network trace here. You have a negotiate protocol packet being sent from the client to the server. Then the server can reply, yes, I do support that. There was actually a case sensitivity bit that would indicate whether path names are caseless or case sensitive. But as you're all familiar, SMB1 is really deprecated, not used anymore. And if you look now at the follow-up protocol, SMB2, and all the according protocol specification, I mentioned them here, MS-SIFS, MS-SMB2, in brackets, they are kind of the industry standard definition controlled by Microsoft. You will find this bit still mentioned, this SMB flex case insensitive bit, but also you have a footnote there saying this bit is ignored by Windows system, which always handle path names as case insensitive. So in that case, you can of course still look at the file system implementation that you have in Windows, like the whatever, the, not the file system that is exposed on the network, but just the local file system. And they actually also have a flag that indicates case sensitivity behavior. They have one for case sensitive search and one for preserving names. And then if you look in another document in the FSA document, you will see that actually all the file systems that they